In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Our current culture continues to dumb down words and phrases, calling a human being in the womb, an embryonic human being, nothing more than a blob of cells, or even a pre-person, such that the gift of life given by God our Creator has turned out to be, it's my body, it's my choice. So that a human person nowadays in our culture of so-called relativism is nothing more than an object or a commodity. So running words and phrases through this relativistic word softener has convinced many a Christian to seek decisions under this socio-culturally, politically correct word, pro-choice. This has found its self-fulfillment in the picking and choosing by its proponents that a human being, as we have said, whether inside the womb or outside the womb, is nothing more of an object. You know, a commodity could be bought and sold on the open market, so the choice is up to you. But the context of this word, choice, within its biblical context, as appointed for the reading today in Deuteronomy 30, 15 through 20, is not about picking and choosing or using our personal whims so that the ends justify the means, seeking self-fulfillment by our choices. For Moses writes in the 30th chapter of Deuteronomy, verses 19 and 20, I call to witness against you today the heavens and the earth, that I have set before you today the life and the death, the blessing and the curse. So choose life in order that your seed may live to love Yahweh your God, to listen to his voice, to cling to him, because he is your life and your long life. To listen to his voice, to cling to him. For dwelling upon the land which Yahweh swore to give to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Choice in this context, of course, is a covenant term of God's grace. And so we hear Moses using God's word to encourage the Israelites and us to remain in his covenant rather than being disobedient and perish under the curse of God. The blessings that we receive given freely to us by his grace and mercy, we didn't choose him, as many people like to say, as our Savior. Instead, through the work of the Holy Spirit, he called us by the gospel, has adopted us as his sons and daughters into the body of Christ. And so by his grace, we continue to acknowledge Yahweh's blessings that he has grace gifted to us through his Son, Jesus Christ, the author and the perfecter of our faith. So that any choice that we are making in Christ, affirms our faith in God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. To those around us, whether it's here at the seminary, at work, at home, at play, that's what we do. Yahweh is our author and our creator of life, to love and to obey. He alone is responsible for our sanctified life in Christ Jesus. As St. Paul writes, it is not I who live, but the Christ who lives in me. So based on this text, and there's certainly a lot more here, living the life of Christ in this world, for we Christians baptized into his death and his resurrection, is not a matter of picking and choosing the things of this world for self-fulfillment. Life is a gift from Yahweh, Sabaoth. There is no dumbing down the word of God when it comes to his authority and covenant word choice. As believers in Christ, we do not, as I have said, pick and choose our way through the Bible as though it was something like a Denny's menu. This is what I like, this is what I don't like, so that we can decide what is meet, right, and salutary. God in Christ has given us all that we need to know in his holy scriptures. These things are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Amen. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.